And welcome everyone, this is Franco again, and I'm joined by my friend Naven.
Yo.
And this time, in the anticipation of the release of 10 Cloverfield Lane, we decided to do the review of Cloverfield for our Throwback Thursday. First and foremost...
Oh god, I'd never seen Cloverfield before, not when it came out in 2008.
Yeah, I saw it the day Marco it came out. Let's put it this way, the movie doesn't hold up.
Oh my god, this might have been one of the worst movies of ever. Like, it was bad, folks. It was, like, painfully, like, I feel like I want that time back, but I can never, ever get it back.
Yeah,
it
the movie's about an hour and 25 minutes, and just to give you a background on what it is, it's a found footage movie. The official synopsis is: a group of friends venture deep into the streets of New York on a rescue mission during a rampaging monster attack.
Think now, about it this way though, it's like
it's a found footage
it's
movie.
Like a point of view
it's so, all yeah. Yeah, so basically somebody in during the event of whatever the movie is has a camcorder. It's essentially a very long Snapchat. If you think
pretty
about
much.
It. That's essentially the premise of the movie. So basically the first 20 minutes of the movie, without exaggeration, more like we timed it at roughly about 18 minutes, they try to get you to connect with the characters. They failed miserably.
I don't even know if that's what they were trying to do. Well, I assume in most movies you would imagine that's what they're trying to do. But it's literally like a guy taking a camera around a party for this guy, for the main character in the movie, I guess. And getting other people to say, hey, you're moving, tell us why you love this guy. That's not building a rapport with the audience or trying to
it
get
really
them.
It really isn't. And even if you did get enough of a backstory on whoever the characters were, they're so uninteresting that you don't really give a crap about like any of them, to tell you the truth. It's sort of like a CW show with a bigger budget. And got injected into a kind of a horror movie type thing.
It's just like you invest in none of these people. So when they die, you don't, like, whatever happens to them, it's a monster movie. You know, people are going to die. But whatever happens to them, you legitimately do not care. It's all about this guy going in search for this girl that he's supposedly in love with. But you never, there's no... There's these flashbacks to like them
going on a couple
going
dates.
On a couple, yeah. And like there's legitimately no story to it where it makes you want to care about any of these characters.
Right. Keep in mind, I saw this, like I said before, I saw it when it first came out. And the marketing around it was a sense of total secrecy. So if you watch the original...
Yeah,
the
it was secrecy because the movie was garbage.
Yeah, you didn't know anything. Well, going into the movie, the only thing you knew about it was the name of the movie was called Cloverfield, and it was directed by J.J. Abrams, and that was it. And this was right around the same time that Lost was big. So Lost was very popular at the time, and it wasn't when it got... craptacular towards the end. It was right in the middle of, I believe, when Lost was going on. So it sort of had this clout that J.J. Abrams had at the time. So it was sold solely on the fact that Lost was popular, and it had this like mystery behind it. When the movie came out, the found footage type movie was sort of big at the time.
Well, and maybe in a specific genre, because I don't remember any other...
Yeah, in the horror movie genre. But it wasn't, a lot of the stuff was kind of like bad. So when this movie came out, it sort of seemed like, oh, well, let's see what J.J. Abrams could do. And if anybody could do it well, it could, you know, it would be him. So the movie didn't.
But he didn't.
He didn't. And
it's just like the weird thing about this movie is, all right, let's suspend belief that this guy is going to hold on to this video camera the entire time. Right. But. I mean...
This is before GoPros, mind you.
It's like a legit camera, which, by the way, shout out to the battery makers of that camera, because it lasted a really long time.
Hour and 25
In the movie,
minutes.
It lasted a half a day.
Yeah, pretty much. Say yeah. 7 hours.
Yeah,
7 hours
probably.
Is what it lasted.
But anyhow, so throughout this entire movie, this guy is... He's shooting the video of what's happening, but it never... He never shows you what is actually happening. Like, he always... The camera points to the characters all of the time, and it never points to what's happening. And you think, like, if you're out and you're videotaping it, mm-hmm. you're going to have that sense of mind to videotape what's happening.
Yeah,
there's don't videotape your friends cowering on the ground when there's a 70-story alien right, legitimately right in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, it makes absolutely no sense. Like, there's a fight between the army and this creature, and these people are right in the middle of it, and the guy is shooting his friends on the ground.
And mind you, he's the sneakiest, like, 70-story monster
ever. Oh my god, yes, that part at the, yeah. The alien, like, they're standing there, and all of a sudden, without any tremors, without any noise, and this 70-story alien pops out of nowhere.
And mind you, this was in an area where there's no buildings around, so it wasn't like that he could, like, hide behind a building and kind of tiptoe around and sneak. There was literally
no trees, there was no building.
They were in the middle of a field.
It was a park.
Yeah, and they don't show as if the monster was very fast either. It was like this big lumbering thing.
Well, like, yeah, it was 70 stories tall, so right. It's not like it's going to be super
right,
fast.
So it wasn't like it just ran up on them or anything like that. They just sort of turned around and boom, it was there. There was a lot of lazy writing, is what I want to
say. Forced dialogue, like...
Yeah, the dialogue was very repetitive. It was the forced exposition. They don't explain anything at all, even
remote. You don't know where the monster, you don't know anything about the monster other than the monsters attacking the city.
I guess what they were trying to go for was, in a lot of Japanese horror movies, the idea is that whatever the issue is, whatever the monster is, it's greater than you. So the protagonist of the movie, if it's a Japanese movie, chances are it's not going to end well.
And that's the other thing too, in an hour and 20 minutes, you got what, maybe
5 minutes,
3 minutes of monster?
Yeah, roughly about that. You got 3 minutes worth of screen time. They would try to hide the monster. It's sort of like what they did with Godzilla, except there was no payoff. So essentially, there is literally no reason to watch this movie.
Skip it. I don't even know if I want to. I don't think I'm going to watch the next one coming out. What is it? 3?
10 Cloverfield Lane. Right. I'm totally going to watch it because the premise of the other one seems a little bit better, and it's not that found footage nonsense. So just out of curiosity, I am gonna go see 10 Cloverfield Lane, and that would be the only reason to watch this movie. I can't even say backstory.
No, don't watch this movie. I don't care. Even if you watch the new one, don't watch this movie. It will waste your life. I mean, there's gotta be something else to do. Go watch Grass Grow.
And let us know if you saw it and if you felt any different. And that is pretty much it for this Throwback Thursday. Thanks everybody for watching. Please like and subscribe. And on that note, we're out of here.